see him on TV. Now talk to Michael Irvin each Thursday at 6:10 with a Hard Line. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet, Subway, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It is 3:33. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are just getting going from Pugsley's Library today. And this is the side of the Charity Challenge on I-7 draft party here tonight. And we'll be getting that up and running about 6 o'clock or so. I guess sometime after the ranch report, which will take place at 5:30. If you're an aficionado of E-News, you certainly want to be by the channel at 4:10 for that today. And in the meantime, we have some Mavericks. We have some baseball to get into.
Non-disclosure?
Yeah, let's not forget non-disclosure. I mean, of the highest
this
order.
This may be the biggest
I don't
violation.
Think so.
I think this right here defines non-disclosure,
there is
don't you?
No question. This is the biggest we've ever had.
This is bigger than anything Georgie's ever done.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see about that.
Okay, you remember Georgie's little moving violations that he did with Tim Jankovic?
Yeah.
This is twice as big as that.
True.
Right, Rhines?
We'll see about that. Anyway, I've been watching with dismay today as my colleagues here on the presentation are taking a royal shafting up the wazoo by the powers that be at Susquehanna Falls Graph, all because of this silly hockey game. Because we petitioned for a coin flip to see who gets the first selection of the draft. We thought that would be a fair way to do this. We were even willing to make the concession that tonight we would execute the coin flip at the start of the draft, and We were willing to concede getting the girl with the biggest jugs to flip the coin. However, I've been watching with dismay as my colleagues are beaten down by the fact that our petition for this has been denied. And the first pick of the draft will go to Speedy Oil Change Team Musers. The Musers suck balls. Because the count in the previous 6 charity challenges on ice are Team Hardline 4, Team Musers 2. And no doubt, those who muse so very gently have gone in there and whined about this and bitched and pissed and moaned in that titty baby way that they do. And they have curried enough favor from the powers that be to where they've decided, well, we need to even this up for those boys. We need to keep everybody happy here. And this is their way of doing that.
Because there's no other logical way to look at it.
No, there's not. There's not.
And the only reason that we're bitching about it is because the game completely hinges on who gets that last pick.
Right. Right. It's a one-player game. I mean, whoever has Danny Lowry wins the game. I don't care what anybody says. It's like I said, it's like a high school all-star basketball game, but one team has LeBron James. That team wins because he's that much better than everybody else.
Now, for those who may not know, Danny Lowry is one of our sales guys. He was not allowed in the game last year because
he was too good.
Yeah, he was too good.
Right.
He was going to ruin the game.
Well, there was that, but they also thought that it would be a good idea to involve some of those who have never played in the game before that are like on-air types that people would actually know.
And you know what's funny about this was last year is that we had the first pick because we had lost the year before, but Danny Lowry wasn't available to us.
No.
We couldn't get him, Rhines.
No.
He wasn't available. He was too good. But this year, since they lost, all of a sudden he's available.
Right.
And they get him.
Right. And not only is he available, but it's a foregone conclusion the way the draft goes because it's back and forth that they get him.
And what? It is reverse drafting. We're drafting for them. They're drafting for us.
What a bunch of whiners. Golly.
Yeah, and you know that they've been in there in Kat's office every day petitioning for this.
And for some reason, Kat's turned his back on us.
I hate
you. Which is fine. That's fine.
That's all right.
He wants to do that. You know,
he will rue the day.
Right.
Believe me, he will rue the day.
All we wanted was a chance.
All we wanted was a coin
just a flip. And you know what? If we lose the flip, fine.
Then we lost. We had a chance.
Yeah. But at least give us the chance. There's never been this much on the line as far as the first pick.
Oh, and that's another thing. Last year, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't agree to the head shaving last year.
Oh, no.
They all bitched about that. So we had to do the day off, which we won, and we got the day off. But this year that there's a head shaving on there, they get the best player and no coin flip, and the head shaving's on the line now. So it's just, it's a
royal. So it's all stacked against Team Hardline. I'm sure everybody can see how this is working. I'm sure everybody will sympathize with little Team Hardline here as well. You should. I mean, you should be on our side anyway.
Oh, but they won't. They'll turn on us just like they always do. So, you know, let's go out there and play the little game and get our ass beat, get our head shaved, and everybody's going to be happy. And, you know, just see what the Musers can whine about next year.
Yeah, it'll just be a big yuck fest and a big jerk-off session and at our expense.
Yeah,
you know what'll happen next year? Well, we're down three games. They've won four, and we've only won three still.
So let's, you know, next year the coin flip will be back.
Oh, yeah, so let's flip a coin.
Right,
yeah,
that's what it'll be.
Then they'll take Danny Lowry out of the draft next year.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be back
when
to the...
When he scores 10 goals.
The anonymous guys
year,
are out.
You're exactly right, Kevin. This year he's going to prove how much better he is than everybody. He's going to score like a double hat trick, and then he'll be too good next year when he would have been on our team. That's the way it is.
It's like the senior coming in and playing basketball with a freshman and towering over everybody, except the senior happens to be a midget in this case.
Well, we can always have him killed.
Oh, terrible. So that's the way it is. Just took all the excitement out of the game for me. I don't care whether we play or not. I don't care whether we draft or not. That wouldn't bother me a bit.
Yeah.
Just the way I feel, because we got so screwed. You know, it's so stacked and so unfair.
So everybody
so
sees,
screwed.
This is what I've been going through all day with Grego and Corby. And I must say, it hurts me to my heart to see these boys in this much misery about this.
Do we have a case or
well,
not?
Yeah, you do, and I'm saying it hurts me to my heart.
And the bad thing is there was no way to convince Jeff.
Absolutely not.
There was
this is the way it's going to be. I mean, he informed us, hey, this is the way it's going to be, and, you know, if you like it, okay. If you don't, you know, too bad.
And his reasoning was, well, we've only had one coin flip.
Which I dispute. I remember having more than
one
coin
flip. Well, so what? So there has been a coin flip, you know? So the president was never set that it only went, that the first pick went to the losers, because we did have a coin flip.
Yeah, everything else in this game has been very consistent, except for the coin flip. That's the only thing that's gone back and forth. Not the players that have been protected, not the players that have been included, but the coin flip. No, we're pretty much going to stick to that.
I mean, didn't we have something last year where if you were up by a couple of goals, they got an extra guy on the ice or something like that?
Well, don't you remember?
Yeah.
Don't you remember last year that, you know, how that we said, hey, whatever the bet wants to be, we'll do.
Yeah.
You want a head shave, you'll do it. And they bitched about it and moaned and pissed around.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, we had to have that little meeting with Junior, and we agreed on the day off. And this year, you know, they do it beforehand, then they sneak Danny Lowry in there, and then they give him the first pick.
Right.
My gosh.
Sorry.
Well, this is ballot box 13 with LBJ.
You know what? I guarantee you.
Oh, and they're going to call us, and they're going to say we're the ones whining about it.
If this was us, I swear to you, Grego, if this was us and the situation was reversed, I swear to you, I would allow for the coin flip. I swear I would.
Because you're a man. You're going to be fair about things.
Yeah, because it's unfair otherwise. I'd be like, you know what, fine. And you know what, have it to where we have to win two out of three coin flips or something, but at least just give us a chance.
Well, look, superseding all that, wouldn't the P1 like to see a coin flip? Isn't that a little bit another element of added intrigue that we can provide for the P1 here?
Sure.
I mean, this is all supposed to be all about entertaining the listener and entertaining those who are here at Pugsley's tonight. The game's supposed to be about entertaining those who go see that. Wouldn't this be another way to do that? Another aspect of it where we would have the opportunity for that?
A little bit of intrigue, a little bit of drama.
Yeah. Well, of course, all the guys would like to see the girl with the biggest jugs flip the coin, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But are they going to do it that way?
No.
No.
Well, the good thing is that they'll end up with Danny, but at least we'll get a proven goalie in John Sponsor who will be able to stand up to all the pressure. which will be good. So it'll be really nice to have that.
John Sponsor's not in the game.
Oh.
John Sponsor is no longer at the ticket, buddy.
Oh. Well.
So.
So that's what we're faced with.
That's what we're looking at here today.
Everybody's stacked against us.
Well, what are we going to do? I mean, what is the draft strategy going to be?
You know what? We can't even tell you, but we do have some sort of strategy. But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because there's no unknown elements. Like last year, you know, Tom Gribble was an unknown. We were smart enough to think, you know what? You know, he's an ex-Marine. He might be able to play. And come to find out, he was one of the better players. So we got a steal there.
Yeah, we get screwed because we did our homework last year and won the game. We actually showed up and saw how people skated. They might be able to contribute a little bit, and we get screwed for that.
Yeah, put a little something into it.
Right.
And what did the Musers do last year?
Suck balls.
That's right. The Musers suck balls. All right, well, the draft will get going at 6 o'clock, but we wanted everybody to know just what kind of odds are stacked against us in this thing.
Tell you what. They may have Danny Lowry, but something they better need, they better need some stretchers. Because we're probably not going to win the game. We might just be going for blood. We might just be going by body count. See how many people we can take out. I'm serious. I'm pissed about this. I really am. I'm mad.
I know you are. You have been all day.
I'm very mad about this. It's ruined my whole day.
All right, it is 3:44. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And I can scarcely think of anything to get Grego's day back on track better than a good round of baseball talk. And we will get into that next with talk of the Rangers, talk of Roger Clemens next here on The Ticket.